This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends for your Saturday morning. We are 35 days away from the Paris Olympics. It is starting to sneak up and I'm getting Olympic fever. And of course, this year is the debut of a new sport, Jack. It is breakdancing. We're going to see it at the Olympic Games and we have Australian representatives that are joining us. And one of them is Rachel Gunn and she joins us on the line, Olympic breakdancer. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
We are very excited to speak about this. So we don't know a whole lot about it. Our Ruby here has done a lot of research. So I'm going to hand the mic over to Ruby because she's very well researched.
G'day, Ray Gunn. I heard that's the breaking name.
It is.
I will be labelling myself Roo Gunn throughout this conversation. So if you can report back to me as Roo Gunn, I would really appreciate it.
All right.
Because I feel you are living out possibly my dream. I wasn't aware that breaking was going to make an entrance into the Olympics. Can you talk to us a little bit about this inclusion to the Olympics, how this came about?
Yeah, look, and it came as a total surprise for us a couple of years ago. So it's part of the broader shift of the Olympics to include more, you know, culturally orientated and youth accessible sports. So, you know, alongside skateboarding and surfing and sport climbing and all that. And, you know, our governing body, the World Dance Sport Federation, which has typically dealt with ballroom, you know, put through a submission to include breaking and, you know, here we are. I mean, hip hop is huge in France. So it made a lot of sense for them to include breaking in their program.
Now talk to me about your start into breaking. Is it true you met your husband, now coach, on the dance floor and that was your entrance into it?
I didn't meet him on the dance floor, actually.
Well, I've got poor
research then. Great story. I can see, like, you know, Saturday Night Fever across the room kind of style.
So tell me your start to break dancing then. How far back does this go for you?
Yeah, I mean, so I've always been a dancer. I did lots of different dance styles growing up. But, yeah, when I met my husband when I was 20, he'd already been breaking for many years, so he introduced me to this scene, this culture, and encouraged me to do it. But honestly, I didn't start competing until I was 24, so I had quite a late start into it and obviously never thought that I would be an Olympian.
Well, you don't just dance or compete. You live and breathe it. You have a PhD in breaking as well. Yeah. Can you tell us you're really taking it all angles and I guess being the face of it? So this is such a huge opportunity to you. Tell us a bit about what you do behind the scenes with that PhD.
Yeah, look, so I'm a lecturer at Macquarie University. So I research breaking culture, the Sydney breaking culture and Australia, looking at the cultural politics of the scene. So how people, you know, different modes of, you know, constructing their identity beyond outside kind of, you know, classic or dominant Australian kind of modes and also just kind of filling a gap in the research about Australian hip hop culture. But then I also teach, you know, I lecture and I mark papers and I do all the classic kind of university academic side of things as well in cultural studies and media studies as well.
Olympic breakdancer Rachel Gunn joining us here on Triple M's Dead Set Legends. Ray Gunn. I wasn't sure if I could call her Ray Gunn. I know that Rubes can.
Do it. Yeah.
Ray Gunn, can I ask you for Roo Gunn sitting next to me at the moment? She's an aspiring Olympian. I think she's now found the sport that she wants to represent Australia in. What advice have you got for her? Because I'm assuming that you can't compete at the Olympics after 5 espresso martinis like she does.
Yeah, look, I'm sure there's a ton of Olympic qualifiers going on around the country at every wedding and office Christmas party when everyone comes out and does the worm or a bit of a backspin. But it does take a little bit more than that. So, you know, obviously each week I've got strength and conditioning at the New South Wales Institute of Sport and I'm practicing a lot of the different moves and types of movements that you need in breaking. It's not just the worm. There's a whole bigger range of vocab out there that you need to master and show off.
Well, that's me out there, not because the worm's pretty much all I've got. I can probably try a head spin, but yeah. I'll probably be out with concussion protocols, won't be able to play footy in the next week. Now, let's go your game day, your 8th and 9th. Of August, 9th and 10th of August, sorry.
9th and 10th of August, yeah, just the 9th for me.
The ninth for you. So let's talk through the process of the competition. So the DJ plays a random song. You have no idea what's going to come up and you need to come up with your moves to fix that and try win the points.
Yeah, pretty much. So, look, you go in with some, you know, combinations and some moves that you have in mind. And, you know, as the battle starts, the DJ starts the music and one of you will be picked to go first, but the other one could go first if they're really feeling it. And, yeah, you've got to make what you've got fit the music. And you know, really, you want to show, obviously, you want to dance on beat, but you also want to show some of the textures or some of the big moments in the music as well. And then your opponent comes out, they've got the same track, and then that round gets judged. So it's a comparative judging system. So the judges are really looking at who did better in that round in terms of execution, technique, vocabulary, musicality, and originality.
Right. So
and then we go to the next round, new song. Yeah.
I was picturing kind of gymnastics, like you'd be performing and then there'd be a score, but it's one-on-one. And then do you progress through like a tennis tournament? Does one person then go to the next round?
Yeah, so it'll start with a group stage, so round robin. You'll battle everyone in your group, and then they're going to pick the top two from each group to go to the knockout stage of top eight.
That's awesome. So it very much resembles like a Step Up kind of film where two people are head-to-head dancing against each other.
I believe they were looking at Step Up for some inspiration for it, Yeah, no, it is a dance-off, essentially. Yeah.
I think the fact that you can't prepare for what song is going to come is fascinating because anything could come your way. Reagan, what are you going to do if this comes your way?
You've got to adapt.
What happens then?
Reagan, I know what I'd do. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
The question is, what are you going to do?
I'm envisioning some sprinkler action. Is that correct?
Perfect.
I love it. It's incredible, isn't it? I can't wait to watch you on the big stage, Reagan. It's very exciting.
Thanks,
for the
Reagan.
Sport as well.
Yep.
Reagan, thanks for joining us this morning. Great to have you on the show and good luck in Paris.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. Have a good morning.
What about that?
That's unreal.
How good's that?
There are so many great sports. We were talking before about the speed climbing, sport climbing that we saw debut in Tokyo. And this is one that it's going to be must watch.
Yeah, definitely. The speed climbing. I remember watching that and just going, what is going on? And you're hanging, they're literally hanging, but you're going, oh, are they going to slip off? It's so exciting. So this one is going to be awesome. And now we get to get behind Reagan and her male counterpart, 16-year-old Jeff Dunn. So we got a 16-year-old going over to compete for Australia for the men. So good luck to them both.
And what about you? You made a new best friend this morning.
I know. Me and Reagan just, you know, shooting the... I won't say the last word.
No. Coming to a nightclub near you. This is Triple M's Dead Set Legends.